Hello, I am here with a lovely lady that I just met, and I'm really excited to meet her. She just seems like she's got a really great vibe, and she likes to do a lot of fun stuff out in nature, and she has a YouTube channel, and we both agree that time spent amongst trees is never wasted time.
Nope.
So I'm going to introduce to you Miss Bailey Rain.
Yes.
Okay, and she's with, what's the name of your, tell everybody about your your YouTube channel, I'm sorry.
My YouTube channel is Rain Ventures, and it's all about adventures to the soul, movement for the body and mind, getting out in nature and what it can do for you, regardless of how you get out into it. You can go on hikes, you can go ride on side by side, or do yoga, whatever it is, to get out in the world and just embrace our earth and our planet. And that's kind of where my goal is with my YouTube channel. So,
yes, I love that. And so you do a lot of hikes and you do like to ride on your side by side. And I love that my dogs are dogging at the door. Okay. So, all right. So please excuse them. But tell me a little bit about your hike that you went on yesterday. You said you went to Laurel Snow.
Yes. So Laurel Snow is in Dayton. It's about an hour and 30 minutes away from Maryville, Tennessee. Probably maybe an hour 15 out of Knoxville. I'm not sure 100%. But it was a really beautiful hike. So technically that hike, you can go to Laurel Falls or Snow Falls.
Okay.
And I planned on Laurel Falls because it's 6.1 miles out and back.
Okay.
And that was kind of what I mapped out in advance.
Okay.
And so I started to go up the river there, and it's just a beautiful river. And this video won't come out for, let me think, I have one next week. Following me 3 weeks from now.
But look for it.
But
for
yeah,
sure.
it'll be out by then.
Okay.
And
I'm excited to look for it.
You'll see the river, you follow it the whole way, it's gorgeous. There's history behind the whole area.
Oh, nice.
And where the name Laurel and Snow came from, which I will talk about also in
awesome.
The video.
Awesome. Okay.
So you'll see some cool old structures there, old tunnel. And then the trail it's super easy in the beginning, but then it's labeled as moderate, and I would say it's more like a moderate hard if there was something in the middle.
Yeah.
Because you kind of tend to lose the trail if you're not watching every blaze. You got to look for all the white blazes.
Okay.
So it's kind of sketchy looking, but it's so much fun. And you climb through these big rock boulders and structures. And
oh, good.
You, obviously, you have the waterfall at the end, which is just stunning. And then what's funny is on the way back, I decided, well, I'm already out here. I'm going to go try Snowfalls.
Okay.
I started in that direction, and I came across a guy, and he said, oh, it's a couple of miles still, and you have to cross the river, and you're going to get wet. And I'm like, you know what? I've already done probably 8 miles now at this point. I think I'm going to just go home.
Yeah.
Because by the time I got home, it was 5 o'clock. So it was a good choice I left.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
But you're going to hit it up later,
oh,
I'm sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make my husband go next time.
Yeah. So, we were talking about, you mentioned that sometimes you'll get vertigo.
Yes.
So, but you don't let that stop you.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. I love that you're not going to let that stop you. And you found a way to, manage that and still go out and explore. So if you do have any issues, like, there's always a way that you can still play with your injuries. I guess, not injuries, but with your stuff. So don't let certain things prevent you. I think nature is one of the most healing things you can do for yourself.
Yeah.
So what you said that you'll just get kind of grounded.
Yes. Especially if I'm hiking by myself, if I am in an area with a beautiful view, let's just say for example, Charles Bunyan.
Okay.
I've done that one alone. And the first time I ever did it was alone.
Okay.
And the way the bunyan is in the rock structure, I just naturally kind of gravitated against a boulder.
Yeah.
And then I'd work my way around and slowly get down on all fours.
Okay.
And then I would film, take my pictures. As long as I was grounded, I knew I couldn't fall if I'm already on the ground.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Kind of how I overcame it, you know? And I don't want to not see these gorgeous views in these mountains and do all these hikes and I let my fear hold me back. What is the point of that?
I love that. That's where I was kind of hoping this would get to. It's like, don't let your fear hold you back from living your beautiful life.
Especially fear of doing things alone. I actually have a video on that. My husband, when I moved here, he wasn't a big hiker like I was.
Okay.
I took it upon myself to go by myself all the time, and I didn't care. I wasn't going to not go because he didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And I just got over the fear, made sure I had certain things on me that if I was in a bad predicament, I had, or if I was out on a hike longer than normal, I had this little thing called a spot.
Okay.
And with no signal, you can hit a button and send a message to somebody that you're headed out.
Oh, wow.
So they don't get worried about you. So, yeah, don't let fear ever hold you back on anything.
Yay. I love that message. And that's neat to know about the spot. And I do agree, make sure you have certain things. If you do, don't just go into things blindly, but you were being proactive. You had probably mace or I don't know what you took to safeguard yourself, especially as a woman, but don't let things hold you back. Just, be cautious, be proactive and do the things that will set you up for if you were to have something happen. But
don't go into it expecting it.
Yes, but I'm sorry, I'm losing my concentration. But yeah, so what are something that okay, you said the spot, you said you'll ground yourself. Do you take a walking stick or anything? I've seen some people do that. I don't know really the benefit. I'm not sure.
Well, it depends on the hike.
Okay.
I always plan my hikes in advance so I know if there's any water crossings or anything like that.
Okay, you do.
Always. Okay. I use All Trails.
Oh.
It's an app you can get on your phone and it'll find any hikes, pathways, greenways, anything around your area.
Okay, that's good to know.
And it kind of gives a description of the area, how many miles, all of that. Okay. And then when you're out of signal, you can download the map.
Okay.
So you can have the map and know where you're at.
Okay.
But based off of that, I'll bring my trekking poles. So there are two poles that they get tall or short, however you want it. And you can strap them into your backpack if you don't need them. But if, for me, I'm a ballet dancer and
I have no
balance on rocks. Explain that one.
That's odd. Because
water crossings I cannot do. I have to bring my trekking poles. Unless my husband's there and then I'll just hold on to him. Okay. And he makes fun of me all the time. He's like, why can't you just walk across? And I'm like, I don't know. I have the most unstable feet when it comes to going across rocks. I don't.
Yet you can probably do all these amazing movements.
She's like,
and then triple pirouettes and the nutcracker and stuff. That's funny.
Don't ask me to cross water, then I'll be in it for sure. Half the time I just plow right through, especially in the summer, because I'm like, I'm not even gonna try to balance.
That's
I know
hilarious.
I'm gonna fall in. So
that's so funny. Oh my goodness, you're cracking me up. Okay, so any last other things that you think that you would tell someone? Okay, so we went over, you've been kind of a wealth of information with the tracking thing, the spot, talking about some other things. Anything else you might want to add to people that are kind of starting hiking or going out besides, follow your channel on, obviously you'll probably have a ton of stuff there.
And that's a video I intend on doing, is a video on hikes for beginners.
Oh, good, good.
Especially in the Great Smoky Mountains.
Yes.
Because there are famous ones that people are like, oh, I want to go do that.
Yeah.
Chimney Tops, Mount LeConte, all these.
Yeah.
And they get out there and they are having a really hard time.
Yeah.
You got the elevation change, you have the inclines, you have the steps, you have all these things that are going to affect you physically. And if you're not prepared accurately, you're going to have a problem. So I would say if you're coming and visiting the Smokies, definitely do easy paths first.
Okay.
And if you're coming from Florida or any state that's below sea level half the time.
That's a good point.
You want to adapt first. So take a day or two, depending how long you're here.
Yeah.
To go into the mountains, even just drive, your ears will be popping. Mm-hmm. You'll have that, to get through. And the physical aspect, you just be gentle and gradual on yourself.
Okay.
And if you're really new at it, you can always redo a hike.
Yes.
So you can start it, and if you're not feeling well, turn around and go back.
Listen to your body,
100%, because I've done it, and I've I've done one hike. Gregory's Bald. It's not filmed, and I don't think I probably will film it because I'm not sure I can do it again. But it's 11 miles, and for some dumb reason, that day I did it with my husband, I kept getting really bad, like feeling I was gonna pass out.
Oh.
And I kept having to sit down. And okay. I don't know if I was dehydrated.
Maybe. Yeah.
Which could be.
Yeah.
Because I'm really bad about drinking water as it is. So that probably could have been it. But, you know, taking the time to sit and stop and take it at your own pace. Like, my husband plows through these hikes.
Does he?
Like, he's like a billy goat. He just goes. And I am dragging behind. And I hike all the time.
Yeah.
And I get him every now and then, mm-hmm. you know, to go. And even though he is going, or whoever you're with is like way yeah. ahead of you, just be mindful of what is good for you. Yeah. Because if you're trying so hard to keep up with mm-hmm. somebody else,
you're, not really
you're breathing super fast
mm-hmm.
and it's going to cause you to get lightheaded and feel like you're going to pass out.
Yeah.
So just taking these hikes at your own speed and your own way. And if you're coming, if you come back and visit all the time, or if you live here, you can always go again and say, okay, this time I'm going to go this far on it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
just being mindful.
Mindful, yeah. And plus, you when you go, you know, you probably can take in the views more if you're kind of, you know, like I went, like I was doing the ultra, and I literally was like, I don't really know if I even want to run that fast because I'm, like, looking at all the stuff, the animal, you know, like there's so many neat things to look at. So, I agree with that. Just and go at your own pace, you know, it's your life and stuff. But, okay, well, thank you so much. Maybe we'll do another one where we talk a little bit about your side-by-sides.
Yeah.
Because that is like, that sounds really interesting. So,
yeah, but it's a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming on the podcast. And thank you for listening to Itty Bitty Witty Mommy. And I hope that you don't let fear hold you back from anything today. And that you get outside and explore nature and have a wonderful day. Bye.